Welcome to the podcast for the weekend of December 29, 2023. This is The Purpose of Christmas, the Gift of God's Love.
Lo, he comes with clouds descending, once for every sinner slain, thousand saints attending, swell the triumph of his train. Alleluia, 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 Christ the Lord returns to reign. Every eye shall now behold him, robed in glorious majesty. Those who sat at night and sold him, pierced and nailed him to the tree, deeply wailing, deeply wailing, deeply wailing, shall their true those dear tokens of his passion, still his dazzling body bears, cause of endless exultation to his ransomed worshippers. With what rapture, with what rapture, with what rapture gaze we on those glorious scars. Savior, take the power and glory, claim the kingdom as thine own. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Heavenly Father, we remember your perfect creation and sorrow over its fall into sin. In your great love, you remembered us and sent your Son Jesus into the world to take on human flesh, that we might have life and salvation. We rejoice this night and praise you as we remember his arrival in the world as one conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of a woman. We thank you that through your grace and mercy, all who believe in him will have eternal life. Help us ever to remain in the faith you have entrusted to us. Amen. The perfect creation, the primeval world. The world that God gave was a beautiful world, free of sin, free of death, free of corruption, pain, loneliness, sadness. It was a world of God's perfect design. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. The first day, God said, "Let there be light." And God separated light from darkness. The second day, God made the heavens and separated them from the waters. The third day, God separated the land from the seas and brought forth all manner of vegetation. The fourth day, God made the two great lights, the greater to rule the day and the lesser to rule the night, and the stars to preside over day and night. The fifth day, God brought forth the birds of the heavens and all the swimming creatures of the seas, all according to their kinds. God brought forth the living creatures of the land according to their kinds, the beasts of the land and the creeping things. And on the sixth day, God made man after his likeness to have dominion over the earth and all that is in it.
Jesus came, the heavens adoring, came with peace from realms on high. Jesus came to win redemption, lowly came on earth to die. Alleluia, alleluia, came in deep humility.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food."
Let the earth now praise the Lord, who has truly kept his word, and at last to us did send Christ the sinner's help and friend.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. Genesis chapter 2. And the world was beautiful and good for a time. And the first two people lived in harmony with God. God made the world out of his great love and according to his good pleasure. And he united the man and the woman to have children and to spread throughout the earth. The place where the first two people lived was a land called the Garden of Eden. A beautiful land whose name means land of bliss or happy land. There was no pain, no sickness, no death, no cruelty, no predation. A gentle mist watered the garden, and among all the other trees, there were two in the midst of the garden that were special. One was a tree called the Tree of Life. The other was called the Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil. The Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil was placed there as a test. God told them that the day they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they would die. Would the man and the woman be obedient? Would they remain true to God? One day the two were alone in the garden, but another creature came up near to them. We don't know if it was large or small, what it exactly looked like, but it was crafty, and whether by a trick or whether it was possessed, it caused them to doubt the words of God. Some call it a dragon, the old evil foe, but our texts call it a serpent. Speaking to the man and the woman, it told them lies and caused them to doubt the words of God. The man seemed to stand back, letting his wife do the talking, and the serpent said to her, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, she coveted it, desiring it to make her wise, and to her husband who stood back, she gave of its fruit, and he ate too.
Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, he is Alpha and Omega, he the source, the ending, he. Of the things that are, that have been, and that future years shall see, evermore and evermore.
In the cool of the day, they heard God walking in the garden, walking among the trees, and they hid themselves from his presence. Adam was ashamed of his nakedness, but he only knew this because he had eaten from the tree. He blamed the woman for giving him the fruit and blamed the Lord for giving her to him. And God asked her what she did. She said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." God told the serpent that he would be cursed above all animals and go on his belly. He would make the serpent and the woman enemies, and her seed would crush the serpent's head, and the serpent would bruise his heel. God told the woman that she would be ruled over by her husband and have great pain in birth. And God told Adam that now the ground would be cursed because of him, bringing up thorns and thistles, and the work would be hard, and life would be difficult, until he returned to the ground. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return. They were banished from the garden, and God guarded the way to the tree of life so they could not eat of it. That was actually a blessing, because otherwise they would live in a fallen existence forever. It would be hell on earth.
God loves me dearly, grants me salvation. God loves me dearly, loves even me. Therefore I'll say again, God loves me dearly, God loves me dearly, loves even me. I was in slavery, sin, death, and darkness. God's love was working to make me free. Therefore I'll say again, God loves me dearly, God loves me dearly, loves even me.
They had two sons. One, Abel, was righteous and noble, honoring God with his sacrifices. The other, Cain, was stingy and jealous. And when God rejected his offering, he took his brother's life out of jealousy. The early world would grow ever more chaotic, dangerous, and wicked. And the serpent wasn't just a serpent. He was a fallen angel cast down to earth, bringing with him other fallen angels, provoking mankind to cruelty and wars and all manner of evil until finally it could no longer be allowed, and God flooded the old world away and all its wickedness. Humanity remembered the fallen angels and the wicked men of old, and they made them into idols and gods, but they were not. The true God, the maker of the heavens and the earth, scattered the people throughout the world at a place called Babel in a land called Shinar. One day God chose a man, a righteous man who believed his word out of the nations. He called this man, then named Abram, later Abraham, out of a place called Ur, and brought him to a land that would be his own. Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation. and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Late in life, he would give this man and his wife a son. His name was Isaac. God told Abraham that all the nations of the earth would be blessed through him. The nations scattered throughout the world had fallen into darkness, but God had no intention of throwing humanity to the wolves, of handing humanity over to the old evil foe. The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, in Genesis chapter 15. Fear not, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. And he brought him outside and said, look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness.
Abram's promised great reward, Zion's helper, Jacob's Lord, him of twofold race behold, truly came as long foretold.
Abraham was an old man when his son Isaac was born. As the boy grew old enough, God asked Abraham to take his only son Isaac to a mountain and sacrifice him. Genesis chapter 22. God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, here I am. He said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Abraham trusted God and was obedient to him. He took Isaac and even bound him and raised the knife to take his life, but God intervened. Now, God knew that he wouldn't even keep back his own son, and God provided a ram to take Isaac's place. You might marvel at Abraham's obedience, wonder how he could take his only son who he loved to be sacrificed. The true God had never demanded human sacrifice. How could Abraham even raise the knife? But this is what Hebrews says of Abraham. Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac shall your offspring be named. He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. This is what the book of Hebrews says about faith. Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. Why did God send his son into the world to take on human flesh? Why did he not condemn the world outright? John chapter 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. And so, it is faith that saves, faith in Jesus. This is the keystone of salvation, the keystone of God's purposes in sending his son for us, that we might have life, that we might be rescued out of a fallen world.
Lift up your heads, ye mighty gates, behold the King of glory waits. The King of kings is drawing near, the Savior of the world is here. Life and salvation he doth bring, therefore rejoice and gladly sing. To God the Father raise your joyful songs of praise. A righteous helper comes to thee, his chariot is humility, His kingly crown is holiness, his scepter pity in distress. The end of all our woe he brings, therefore the earth is glad and sings. To Christ the Savior raise your grateful hymns of praise.
The Prophecies of the Savior. You will notice that from the very earliest of times, God said that he would send a seed of the woman to crush the head of the serpent. This was the very earliest mention of the Savior that God would send in the Bible. Indeed, God would give many clues and signs as to this coming Savior. Who would he be? What would the Savior do? Where would he be born? The very idea of prophecy is that to us it is a miracle. No one knows the future. No created creature, good or evil, knows the future. Only the true God knows the future. This is what God says of prophecy, Isaiah chapter 42, verse 9. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. God tells us what is going to happen hundreds, sometimes thousands of years before it will come to pass. Here are just a few of the many times God tells us of things to come. After telling Abraham that the nations of the earth would be blessed, Jacob, father Israel, proclaimed this prophecy, Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until tribute comes to him, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples. To the children of Israel, after the Exodus, Moses spoke God's words, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. The seed of the woman that would defeat the devil was promised of old in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. The prophet Isaiah added, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came, with wings as drifted snow, with eyes as flame. All hail to thee, O lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria. For know a blessed mother thou shalt be, all generations lot and honor thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel, by seers foretold. Most highly favored lady, then gentle Mary meekly bowed her head. To me be as it pleaseth God, she said. My soul shall laud and magnify God's holy name. Most highly favored lady, Gloria. Of her Emmanuel the Christ was born, in Christian folk throughout the world will ever say, most highly favored lady, Gloria.
Isaiah chapter 9. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Comfort, comfort ye my people, speak ye peace, thus saith our God. Comfort those who sit in darkness, mourning 'neath their sorrows load. Speak ye to Jerusalem, of the peace that waits for them. Tell her that her sins I cover, and her warfare now is over. Yea, her sins our God will pardon, blotting out each dark misdeed. All that well deserved his anger, he no more will see or heed. She hath suffered many a day, now her griefs have passed away. God will change her pining sadness into ever-springing gladness.
The servant of God who would be born into human flesh would have a forerunner, one to announce his way. Isaiah and Malachi both prophesied this. Isaiah chapter 40, a voice cries, "In the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway to our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Further, Isaiah would prophesy that this servant, sent of God, would one day suffer for the sins of all people. Isaiah chapter 53. Who has believed what he has heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was desired and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned, every one, to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And, after suffering, the Savior would live again. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Isaiah also prophesied that Messiah would bear the sins of the world. The Savior would be born in Bethlehem, as the prophet Micah prophesied. Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, From you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Many psalms and writings would speak of the Messiah to come. These have been just a few of them. And now, the story of Jesus' birth, the incarnation of God's Son. The Savior of the world was sent to rescue us out of sin and death, to defeat the power of the devil over humanity. The Savior was sent according to God's own timing, the purpose of God. The purpose of Christmas was this, as the Apostle Paul writes, Galatians chapter 4, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons."
Hark the glad sound, the Savior comes, the Savior promised long. Let every heart prepare a throne, and every voice a song.
Christmas is not the beginning of the story, as we've seen. It is the story of the birth of the Savior, God's Son, to accomplish the mission that God had always intended Him to accomplish. Let us hear the story of Jesus' birth from the Gospels. Matthew chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When His mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man, and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Lo, how a rose e'er blooming from tender stem hath sprung, of Jesse's lineage coming, as prophets long have sung. It came a floweret bright amid the cold of winter, when half spent was the night.
We pray. Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for the undeserved grace you have given us in your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for sending him as our Savior to rescue us from sin, death, and the devil. We pray this night and through this season that you would help us to always remember the promises you have given us in him, that our days in this world are limited and that there is a life to come. Help us to share this with our family, our friends, our community, and wherever you take us to be in this life, that your love given in Christ would be known far and wide. We pray for all in our congregation and among us who are ailing in body, mind, or spirit. We name them before you. Forgive our sins. Care for all who are in need. Comfort them, restore them, and lift them up in the joy of salvation, which has come into the world through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Isaiah, 'twas foretold it, the rose I have in mind. With Mary we behold it, the Virgin Mother kind, to show God's love aright. She bore to us a Savior, when half spent was the night. O Savior, child of Mary, who felt our human woe, O Savior, King of glory, who dost our weakness know, bring us at length, we pray, to the bright courts of heaven and to the endless day.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to all the earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his hand. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Hark, the herald angels sing, "Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adorned, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail incarnate deity. Pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
Love me, I
And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to all, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lowly plains, they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babble sounds the blessed angels sing. All you beneath your heavy load, by care and guilt bent low, who toil along a dreary way with painful steps and soul, look up, for golden is the hour. Come swiftly on the wing. The Prince was born to bring you peace. Of him the angels sing. For lo, the days have come to pass, by prophet seen of old, when down into the circling years came Christ as was foretold. His word of peace shall to the earth God's ancient promise bring. And all who take this gift will hear the song the angels sing.
Yes, the purpose of Christmas was that God might send his Son for our salvation. God's word became flesh. And so we rejoice with the angels who spoke these words, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Gentle Mary laid her child lowly in a manger. There he lay the undefiled, to the world a stranger. Such a babe in such a place, can he be the Savior? As the saved of all the race who have found his favor. Angels sang about his birth, wise men sought and found him. Heaven's stars shone brightly forth, glory all around him. Shepherds saw a wondrous sight, heard the angels singing. All the plains were lit that night, all the hills were ringing. Gentle Mary laid her child lowly in a manger. He is still the undefiled, but no more a stranger. Son of God, of humble birth, beautiful the story. Praise his name in all. great and mighty wonder, a full and holy cure. The Virgin bears the infant with virgin honor pure. Proclaim the Savior's birth. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. The Word becomes incarnate and yet remains on high. And cherubim sing anthems to shepherds from the sky. Proclaim the Savior's birth. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. While thus they sing your monarch, those bright angelic bands rejoice, O vales and mountains, and oceans clap your hands. Proclaim the Savior's birth. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. Since all he comes to ransom, by all he be adored. The infant born in Bethlehem, the Savior and the Lord. Proclaim the Savior's birth. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. All idols then shall perish, and Satan's lying cease. And Christ shall raise his scepter, decreeing endless peace. Proclaim the Savior's birth. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quail. Sigh. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, loves your light. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus.